Here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail. Hippity hopping, Easter's on its way. Bringing every girl and boy baskets full of Easter joy, things to make your Easter bright and gay. He's got jelly beans for Tommy, colored eggs for Sister Sue. There's an orchid for your mommy and an Easter bonnet.
And welcome back again. You are listening to Breakthrough Entertainment Live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac alongside Joseph J. and Eric and Kathleen. Trisha on assignment out of state. Now, this is a great song.
Yes.
I used to sing it on all my dates.
You did.
They great. Loved it.
Yeah.
And Eric, I'm sure you did too.
Serenade your...
Yeah, I'll just go along with it.
Oh.
Serenade those listeners. Gene Autry bringing us back into the show. Here comes Peter Cottontail. Oh, yeah. Hippity hoppity. Happy Easter Day.
Happy
celebrating
Easter.
All of the holidays in one single show here on Breakthrough Entertainment on KPHX 1480 AM.
Wow, and listen to this wicked guitar lead.
I know. That's excellent. That's the best guitarin that I ever heard.
Guitaring?
Guitarin, yeah.
I never heard of guitaring.
You have to log in there.
No, it's guitarin.
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 Yeah, there's no G on the end there, Dave. What do you think?
It's an apostrophe.
Yeah. So, Eric, go ahead and transition out of that. And Dave is going to tell us who this hour is brought to us by, but you go ahead and please call the publicist for our next guest and let him know that that the guest is not called in. Please.
Okay.
All right. You're right. He's a minion.
Yes.
Yeah. Whatever that means.
Eric does a great job.
He does a great. All right. And this hour, of course, brought to you by Alexander's All Care Automotive, 3310 East Thomas Road in Phoenix. Great guy, no question. Honest. That's what I like about him, actually, the most. Honesty, sophistication, fairness, great technical ability, all in one package. That's unusual.
Yeah.
I think. So call them today, 602-956-3781, 956-3781. That's area code 602. You know, people should call, you know, when summer comes up,
yeah,
what happens?
It
air conditioners can go down. Yeah. And, so have some maintenance done. You know, check it out. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Get
Alexander's.
Get your car groomed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah, all right, so we're on stream today, right?
We are, and they are talking to us, stre.am/breakradioshow. So we'll find out.
Her mailbox is full.
Okay. All right. Well,
right.
We did our best with our guest. We tried.
Oh, our best with our guest. That was sort of cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
So in the meantime, let me tell you about some other movies that opened up recently. Let's start off with Precious Cargo, okay? Precious Cargo.
Bruce Willis.
Is that about a baby?
No.
Baby.
No. No, no babies. I told you I don't want to hear about your kids, okay? I don't care.
My kids are 16 and 21.
It's like when people show me pictures of their babies or of their kids.
I don't have
like,
any babies.
It's like, but I mean, if you show me a picture of your kid and you're like, yo, look what we did. You know, look at the trophy. I'm like, I don't care. I didn't ask to see your kid's trophy. I mean, it's like I got better things to do with my time.
So I take it like if Kathleen and I were to have a baby, you would not babysit?
I would definitely not. I don't want
to. Are you going to have a baby?
I wouldn't want to hang out with you.
Yes, of course we are. We're going to have hundreds of babies.
What about the vasectomy?
I don't have one of those.
Reversed?
I'm never going to get one of those.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's one of the reasons I got divorced. My ex-wife demanded that I get one. I was like, no.
Hey, it's your
it's your
tubes. You will let them tie. You will have them tied. Yeah.
I heard about that once. This wife said, you need to have a vasectomy. And he said no. And guess what?
What?
Her name was Bobbick.
Oh, that's a good one. That's
remember
good one.
That one?
Yeah, I once said to a young lady, they should call you Campfire because you hot and I want some more. Yeah.
I don't get it, but it sounds good.
All right. Well, we've got on our guest. We were just telling everyone about this great movie that opened up yesterday here in Phoenix and on video on demand. Holidays, thank you so much for joining us. Producer of the film, John Hegeman, thank you.
Hey guys, how you doing? Thanks for having me.
Great. Now, did we pronounce your last name right? Is it Hegeman?
Yeah, you got it right. Thank you for that.
No, it was just a complete fluke. But so
usually he gets those all wrong.
I do. But this is this
everyone
is...
usually gets that one wrong. So it's a good start.
Yeah. He gets Smith wrong.
Well, yes, Smythe. It's pronounced Smythe. But John, you know, John, this is a great film. I gave it 3 stars. I love all these anthologies in general, but especially the ones like this that kind of take something innocent and twist it. I mean, was that the concept behind this?
Yeah, the concept was, you know, that's what it was. You know, every holiday, everyone has such a great feeling. You know, they get anticipation for it. They get excited for it. But at the same time, there's like this element that of dread, you know, what can go wrong? How can everything derail? And that's sort of what we wanted to capture, is sort of the, you know, the innocence of the holidays and then sort of that dark spin on when everything can go wrong.
Mm-hmm. Right. Great. And, you know, and especially the Easter. Now, I would say that I was mentioning this in our last segment. Some people might be highly offended by the Easter segment. Have you heard, had any comments about that?
I could see that. I think you know, mixing Jesus with the Easter Bunny and creating a character certainly pushes things. But you know, Nicholas is a devout Catholic, and it's something that he wanted to sort of deal with in his head. And you know, the concept of, you know, such an iconic, you know, religious serious holiday, and at the same time, you know, you have an Easter Bunny laying chocolate eggs all over.
Like, yeah,
you know, he definitely pushed it with that one, but I think it you know, it comes across, and it makes you think.
Yeah, it definitely does. And I was mentioning the film to Dave, I believe yesterday or a couple days ago, and talking about Kevin Smith, and you know, Dave said he didn't know that Kevin Smith made horror movies.
No, not at all.
And I reminded him about Tusk, one of my favorite horror movies of the last couple of years. And, you know, and he does.
I mean, Tusk was a great one, and yeah, he delves into the horror genre, and you know, he's been a big fan of it, you know, forever. So it's cool to have him on board. You know, get a
yeah. Yeah, and I mean, it's a great short. One of my favorites in the film, by the way, the Halloween one that he made.
That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a crazy one. You know, and it's hard because so many people have already sort of done their take on Halloween, you know, from a horror perspective. So it was cool that it was sort of, you know, very uniquely Kevin Smith.
Yeah, and I mean, it's such amazing that he can go from such great comedy to such really dark. I mean, it's still, you know, it's still humor, but in there, and you know, Seth Green does a great job in the Christmas one as well. I mean, and Lorenzo Izzo in the final one in New Year's Eve.
She was great. She was really, you know, she put a big spin on that. We wanted to, you know, end the holidays on a bang and sort of put a really, really dark spin on what was going on, and hopefully that's going to catch everyone by surprise.
Yes. And now my most critical comment in my review is that Thanksgiving and Independence Day were not in the film. Is there a reason for that, and is there any hope for a sequel that would include those?
There's definitely hope for a sequel. So we started out with 32 holidays.
Okay.
And then we scaled it down to 12, and we wanted to make 8. And April Fool's was there, mm-hmm. July 4th was there, Thanksgiving was there, and we wanted to give the flexibility, you know, for the filmmakers to pick the ones that they, you know, really wanted to make. And so that's how we came up with the 8 out of the 12. And definitely we have, you know, the next 8 lined up if we are, you know, fingers crossed, successful.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait because, you know, there's just so much opportunity with holidays because, I mean, it's just so creepy. And, I mean, of course, the Valentine's Day one, I was mentioning, you know, that one really starts off with a bang and again, is one of my favorites of the 8.
That's a great one. St. Patrick's Day with, you know, Gary Shore being an Irishman and tackling that, it was kind of interesting because he went way back to the real mythology of St. Patrick's Day, not a leprechaun running around, so it was kind of a really wacky spin for St. Patrick's Day as well.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's absolutely. What would you say your favorite holiday is? Not holiday in terms of the film, but you know, what's your favorite holiday personally?
July 4th.
Okay, all right. Is that...
I love July 4th. I like everyone getting together and barbecues and fireworks and everyone having a good time. You know, and I guess, you know, we'll see what a dark spin could be put on that one. But for just an enjoyment, July 4th.
Yeah.
How about you?
I would say Thanksgiving because, you know, it's right there smack dab in the middle of all the festivities. And personally, I think that as soon as September, October roll around, then I'm in a constantly better mood, you know, after that, you know?
it definitely tees up the holidays to just get to sort of sit back and get ready to eat.
It definitely does. It definitely does. And so then, of course, any other projects that you'd like to mention before we let you go?
There's another movie coming out called The Darkness with Kevin Bacon that
okay.
I'm working on. And that's May 13th, Friday the 13th. That'll be in theaters all across the country. So it would be awesome if everyone wants to check that out.
Yeah, right. Kevin Bacon, I mean, he's had a tremendous career. And more recently, I think he's played sort of these more...
Evil.
Yeah, evil-type characters.
Cop car.
Is he going to be that role in this next movie?
He actually plays a father of a family who accidentally brings home a dynamic device from the desert, and all hell breaks loose.
But you mean the desert in Arizona?
Yes, we do.
Uh-oh.
It's a great, you know, it's a cool movie, and he can definitely play any role he wants.
Oh, yeah.
Watch that.
Great actor,
yeah,
no doubt about it.
I'd love to review that one, so please, yeah, I hope you'll be in touch about that, and love to give that one some publicity. Is that exclusively in theaters, or will that be on video on demand as well?
That'll be exclusively in theaters nationwide. We'll probably be in about 1,500 theaters across the country.
Wow. Excellent. Well, please be in touch about that, John. We'd love to help you get the word out about that film and help publicize that. But in the meantime, everyone needs to check out Holidays. It is a lot of fun. That one's on video on demand and exclusively in a few theaters, including here in Phoenix at the Arizona Center. Producer John Hegeman, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me. You guys have a great day today.
You too. Enjoy your weekend.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Right.
Very cool.
Yeah. So you'll have to check this one out, Dave. I think you'll really... I know you don't typically enjoy the horror movies because you get scared easily.
Very easily.
Yeah, you like movies like Mamma Mia.
I love Mamma Mia.
Oh, see, he perked up there.
You got really scared when he mentioned Alexander's Auto Care.
Yeah, that was very, very scary.
Surprised you.
Yeah, shocked him there.
Oh, that's right. I was... dazed and confused.
You weren't paying attention.
No, not at all.
No, they shouldn't call you Dave. They should call you Dazed.
Dazed. Hey, yeah. Dazed.
Dazed.
Yeah, I need a nickname. How about Dave-licious?
Dazed Isaac.
No, how about Dave-licious?
No, you already tried that. It failed.
This is Dave-licious here with Joseph J. Come on, Eric, what do you think? Dave-licious.
Didn't David Lee Roth use that one already?
Oh, he did?
No, he had a guitar that was shaped like a popsicle, and it said Dave-sicle on it.
Oh, okay, so that's different. Dave-licious. All right, maybe, what type of nickname? We'll have to think about that, huh?
Yeah.
I think it's a good idea. Double D?
Where's the other D come from?
I don't know. I once told a girl.
You're
I said it must hurt to turn your head left because you've been looking right all day.
Did it hurt when you fell from heaven?
Nice.
Oh, that was good.
Nice.
Yeah, and then what happened?
I don't know.
You could call yourself D.I. There's a band called D.I.
Oh, then I'd be copying them.
Yeah.
How about D.S.I.?
Plagiarism.
Is your middle name start with an S?
Yeah, it could be. I mean, yeah.
Like C.S.I.?
Yeah, but D.S.I.
Bum, bum.
Dave Scene Investigation.
Yeah, hey, there we go, right?
Well, Bing Crosby's going to take us out of this hour.
You'll be the grandest lady in the Easter parade. I'll be all in clover, and when they look you over, I'll be the proudest fella in the Easter parade.